So the epistle for the 16th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 3. Brethren, I pray you not to faint at my tribulations for you, which are your glory. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit with might unto the inward man, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do all things more abundantly than we desire or understand, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all generations, world without end. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 14. At that time when Jesus went into the house of one of the chiefs of the Pharisees on the Sabbath day to eat bread, they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him that had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" But they held their peace. But he, taking him, healed him and sent him away. And answering them, he said, "Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit and will not immediately draw him out on the Sabbath day?" And they could not answer him to these things. And he spoke a parable also to them that were invited, marking how they chose the first seats at the table, saying to them, "When thou art invited to a wedding, sit not down in the first place, lest perhaps one more honorable than thou be invited by him. And he that invited thee and him come and say to thee, 'Give this man place,' and then thou begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when thou art invited, go, sit down in the lowest place, that when he who invited thee cometh, he may say to thee, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then shalt thou have glory before them that sit at the table with thee, because every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted." Please be seated. In dangers and perplexities, in doubtful causes, think of Mary, call on Mary. Let her not leave thy lips, let her not depart from thy heart. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We certainly know that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, at that name every knee will bend in heaven, on earth, and in under earth. And we truly know that this is the name of salvation. But it's also interesting to see how that after the name of our Lord, we see how powerful the name of the Blessed Virgin Mary is. St. Richard stated, "There is not such a powerful name, help in any name, nor is there any other name given to men after that of Jesus, from which so much salvation is poured forth upon men as the name of Mary." And so we celebrated this feast day yesterday, the feast of the holy name of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The feast was introduced by Pope Innocent XI after the glorious victory over the Turks at the city walls of Vienna in 1683. So he instituted it for that occasion. But I think for us also, then we take from these different feast days, these different names that we have, to also then to consider and to look at the devotion that we should have to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her name, the name of Mary, means Star of the Sea, that we also have a hymn that praises Our Lady for that. And so when we look at this meaning of the name of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Star of the Sea, how appropriate a title it is for the Blessed Virgin Mary. We know that when a star beams forth its rays, it doesn't diminish the brightness that the star has. And so the same idea and the same sense of for Our Lady. As she shines forth for us, it doesn't diminish then who she is, being the Mother of God. That also as a star for us, she shines forth into the harbor of life for us. And that's where we look at in this, with this hymn. I encourage you to look up the hymn. the Ave Maria Stella, that I think from that you can see how much that the Church places the importance on the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, as I mentioned, yes, after the name of our Lord, then comes the Blessed Virgin Mary. We know that our Lord's name is the means of salvation for us. But our Lord has shown us, and we have seen that in sacred scripture, the power of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. How powerful that she is. I mean, our Lord's first miracle, he worked because Our Lady asked him to. And so through that intercession, we see as a good mother that she will watch over us. Especially as we go out from the harbor, the safe harbor that we have, go out into the world, that Our Lady will watch over us. And that's where St. Bernard of Clairvaux, when I gave you at that quote at the very beginning, talking about, yes, the perplexities of life, all these different things as they come, to always have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to look to Our Lady when the difficulties come, whether the temptations that we have in this life, the struggles in this life, the storms of life that they come, in a sense for us that they rock the boat, that we turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as I mean, as a good mother, she will. She will watch over her children. She will protect her children. And so that's how important it is for us then to turn to Our Lady. I saw yesterday a lot of people brought flowers to Our Lady to recognize this feast day of her. But if you look at September 8th, we had the Nativity of Our Lady, and we have now the feast day of Our Lady, of her name. And as I mentioned, this coming Tuesday, we have the Seven Sorrows, all these different feast days of Our Lady. And how fitting it is for us then to show that honor to the Blessed Virgin Mary, bringing flowers to her, lighting a candle in her honor. But as the saints have proven that it is something for us to have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to pray to Our Lady, to ask Our Lady for help. And so that's what's important for us then to realize when the struggles come in this life, when the temptations come, to have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Praying the rosary, wearing the scapular, wearing our miraculous medal, all of these means, it shows an outward devotion to Our Lady. But the devotion has to be also something that is deeply within us. That's why I also took the occasion, because we had Our Lady visit us, the pilgrim statue, and the many graces that came with that. And God willing that it did, it affected our spiritual lives. But let us take the opportunity also then to, yes, to pray to Our Lady and ask for that help now. We prepared everything for her when she came, sang the hymns, prayed the rosary for her, brought flowers to her to recognize this. Let that devotion continue for us. Let us always have a true devotion to Our Lady. And that's why I mentioned to you that how fitting then it would be for us to consider, if I haven't done a consecration to Our Lady, how fitting now it would be for me to do, to prepare my soul for that. The total consecration, the consecration of St. Maximilian Kolbe to the Knights of the Immaculata, all of these different means that we have, means of salvation. But how sad it is for many souls that when they don't have this true devotion to Our Lady, they neglect their mother. They don't show that honor that is due to the Blessed Virgin Mary because she is the Mother of God. And so that's why I say that when you look at it in terms of how much that our Lord has shown that he wants this devotion to Our Lady, it is more than just an encouragement. It is almost as if this is a must for your soul. And so that's why then for us to try to look at what the saints have said, to try to consider for our own self. I mean, yes, the Church instituted this because Our Lady helped in making the Catholics victorious over the Turks at this one battle. But how many other times has she helped souls? How many other times has she helped the Church in general? And that's what we have to come back to in understanding how important then this name is for us. Aware for us, then, yes, we have recourse to the Mother in order to be able to come to the Son. of how much that our Lord wants that devotion to his Blessed Mother. So therefore, let us call upon this star, a powerful name in time of temptation. And I would say especially for temptations against purity. I mean, look at our world around us today. Of how much temptations there are of having to go out into this world around you. The lack of modesty, just the whole idea of impurities that are there, that attack our children. And so why not place them under the protection of their mother in heaven? Why not call upon the Blessed Virgin Mary? And that is why it's so good for so many families of, yes, when they do consecrate their child to Our Lady at their baptism. Don't let it be something that is just, okay, that's just part of what happens. You do a baptism, the churching of the mother, and then you do the consecration, that's it. Again and again, let us have recourse to that prayer. Because in the prayer, it says specifically, if my child goes astray, to go after them, to seek after them, to bring them back to the right path. And so for you parents, that should be a great consolation to you. That should be a consolation that you come back to many, many times. As I say, let it not just be empty words that you do because this is just part of the baptismal day. And then you go celebrate and you forget about all of that. Now you have consecrated this child to Our Lady. And so all the more so do you owe it to the Blessed Virgin Mary to ensure that, yes, they wear their brown scapular. They pray their rosary. They wear the miraculous medal. That they take advantage of the means that is given to us to save our souls, to help them save their souls. And then, yes, God forbid, when the child sometimes goes astray, come back to that prayer. Turn to Our Lady. Ask and say, well, I consecrated this child to you. Bring them back. Bring them back to that safe harbor. And that's what Our Lady will do for our souls. That is what Our Lady is meant to do for all of us. Being a good mother, watching over all of our souls. And so that is why then this name of Our Lady, yes, takes second place after Our Lord, but how important that it is to us. I think also how fitting it is for us to realize and to understand that it means Star of the Sea, that it is this protection for us as we go out into from the harbor of life, rocked around by the temptations, the struggles that we have, but that Our Lady will be that star that shines for us to lead us back to the right place. So St. Ephrem had said that the name of Mary is the key to the gates of heaven. I mean, how fitting that he says that. Basically, if we want to unlock the gates of heaven, that we use the name of Mary to try to get in. In a way you can look at it, it's almost the password to get into heaven. To utilize that in order to open up the gates to us. And so let us take advantage of this feast day that we just celebrated yesterday. And then we have the anticipation of the seven sorrows to show that devotion to Our Lady. To make sure and to work on that we have a true devotion to Our Lady. That it's not just empty words that we say during the rosary that we pray. That we just don't wear the scapular just because we've always worn it. That it means something for us. And that Our Lady's visit, our pilgrim statue of Our Lady of Fatima, was not a waste of time for our soul. That it will impress upon us of how much devotion we should have to Our Lady. Because she is this star for us, shining for us, leading us to the path to our Son. I'll conclude with the prayer of St. Bonaventure. I ask thee, O Mary, for the glory of thy name, to come and meet my soul when it is departing from this world, and to take it into thy arms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.